This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Eve.
Hey everyone, I'm Courtney Revolution.
And I'm Savannah Palacio, and welcome to
The Homecoming Queens! Every Wednesday on The Homecoming Queens, we will have one of our friends from the reality verse to tell us what it's like to wake up one day and have everybody know your name.
The full episode of The Homecoming Queens is available on our Eve YouTube channel, so watch us or listen on your favorite podcast app. Rate, review, and subscribe. You know how it goes.
Today's guest is the one and only Mary Fitzgerald from our favorite show, Selling Sunset on Netflix. We want to know what it was like joining the cast of a brand new show. How is it being one of the fan favorites? And you better buckle up right now because we and Mary are going to get into it. Was that too silly? I could totally read
it. You are so silly today. I love it.
Alrighty, before we get the keys into this new luxury interview with Mary, how you doing, Savannah?
I'm doing good, Courtney. How are you?
Well, girl, feeling a little bit stressed, but in a good way.
Why?
It's because I think after some thought, some focusing, some Zillowing, I think I'm a little bit ready to move.
Ooh.
Not the state, not the city.
Okay, I was gonna say.
We have a contract, yeah. So I ain't going nowhere, girl. Don't beat me up, producers. We ain't going nowhere, but I think I'm ready to, you know, transition into a new home, a new side of town, something different. You've been to my house. You know, it could use an environment swap.
Right. I used to live only like 2 or 3 blocks away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you are going to move into my neck of the woods now?
Well, certainly closer.
Okay.
Certainly closer.
Good.
I think I may leave that part of town that we both used to live in.
Okay.
And I love that part of town. You know, you get a good coffee moment.
Yeah.
You know, you see the elderly people and they friendly.
Love it.
I'm certainly not worried about getting robbed on my little quiet little street. But you know what? Sometimes, even when we're not ready, we have to kind of like embrace change.
Yes, I agree. And I think moving for you is going to bring you into a new era of your life, you know, where you're going to have to, you know, obviously, maybe, are you planning on living alone? Or what's the deal with that?
I don't know. We're going to have to see.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think that there are some things I have to figure out, some wrinkles I have to iron before I make that final decision. But I'm working on it. I wanted to ask you, because you've moved. You left my ass.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What were your essential must-haves before you decided to sign your new lease? What were you like, I cannot move in unless I have XYZ?
Well, I work from home because I just make content all day. And so I needed a place with good lighting.
Okay.
And I knew I needed big windows for that. And so I moved into a high-rise building. I also needed my real essentials, though, aside from like things that I need for work, are like in unit washer and dryer, because I'm not sharing a washer and dryer with anyone. I've done that in college. My shit got stolen.
Yeah. What?
Crazy story, okay, but there's like a communal washer dryer situation in college.
Yeah.
I took my laundry there. I left my laundry, whatever, washer dryer moment, took it out. All my underwear was gone.
not the panty thief. They were stealing the Victoria's Secrets out the damn dryer and washing them.
Nasty. So I'm never doing that again, okay? So washer dryer is essential for me. I need to have like central AC because it's California. It gets really hot here during the summer and you will die without AC. And it needed to be pet friendly because I have a dog.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on the panty thief. You needed a panty police just to wash some clothes?
Girl.
So sorry that you went through that.
I would sit in the laundry area while my clothes like were in the washer dryer after that.
And who wants to do that?
No one. And I was like super irresponsible. So I would do my laundry at like midnight. So like I was just sitting there at midnight. Like, so it was.
You need underwear?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to go commando for a little bit because someone stole all of them.
And you never found the panty thief?
No.
You don't have no cameras?
I don't want to find the panty thief. That's disgusting. Get away from
me. Give me my panties.
Don't even give me my panties. Just go away.
What is it? Not the panty podcast. Y'all, please, we're not kink shaming, first of all.
No, but don't steal someone's panties.
Don't steal someone's panties or pay the person.
Exactly.
Pay the person. There are people online that will sell you some panties.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. At least don't. Yeah. It's just gross. It's so gross to me. Yeah, I think about it. I do a really good job I do a really good job of like blocking things out from my mind. So like sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, oh, that didn't happen.
That is panty related trauma. I didn't know that this happened to you. I apologize on behalf of potentially men.
Thank you.
Potentially, because it could have been anyone.
It's definitely a man.
Okay.
No offense.
I'm sorry.
Unless some bitch is out there and she was really struggling and broke and she couldn't afford her own panties.
Maybe.
But like girls know that like I'm not gonna wear some other bitch's panties because that's like disgusting.
Yeah.
So it's not a girl. Not to be mean. But educated guess says male.
Well, y'all, when you're washing your clothes at the even at the laundromat, WYP, watch your panties while you wash your panties. That's crazy.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Well, now that Pantygate has ended, I think that now is a great time to have one of the most iconic and legendary cast members of Selling Sunset grace us with her presence. Are you ready?
Oh, I was born ready. Bring her out. I am so excited to meet Mary.
We are here with the one, the only, the luxury manager herself, Mary Fitzgerald. Come on, Mary!
Hi, which Courtney and I are screaming internally right now. We like fangirled about it in the car earlier. We left it in the car, but we are so beyond excited to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm excited
to be here.
Yay! All right. Well, there's not really too much we know about you prior to Selling Sunset. Can you tell us like how you even got onto the show or what the process was like?
Yeah. I mean, we were just doing real estate at the office, and Adam DeVillo saw a picture of us in a magazine and just was like, this cannot possibly be real, because everybody was like really good looking and this beautiful office. And so he called up Jason and asked if he could come in. He's always wanted to do a real estate kind of show, obviously reality. And he came in. Jason turned down multiple people before. For a reality show, because he's very particular and has spent a lot of time and money and effort on building up this brand, and he didn't want something to kind of cheapen it. So he turned other things down, and then Adam came up with the idea of, like, you know, women in real estate and business women and women empowerment, this whole thing. And so we were all on board. Jason kind of liked the idea, which also gave him the time to take a step back, because he realized he wasn't going to be the front runner for it. And so and that's also what he was concerned about, that he just wouldn't have enough time. And so we went ahead and did a meeting with him, and Adam saw we all have more than enough personality to carry a show.
Absolutely. That and more.
Yeah.
We didn't know that at the time. We were like, how are you going to make a show? Because we, like, don't fight. We don't do any of this. We just get along every day. So, and obviously, that's not true.
I'm like, but wait, now, but y'all be fighting like cats and dogs now, Mary.
I mean, I felt like that's what it was, but obviously things change.
Yeah.
So you think that the dynamic of the girls in the office obviously changed since cameras started turning on and the Netflix show started?
Not for most of us. No, oh, okay. Most of us are still the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think things have changed, and there is drama in real estate. There always is, but there's not. We don't normally have personal drama, so things have changed in that regard. But yeah, in real estate, there's drama every day, and I think it's actually way more entertaining than personal drama.
Mm-hmm. For sure, I love a good business deal drama.
Yeah,
moment. You know,
Mary, it's intense.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, was reality TV something that you wanted to be involved in? Like, when it was brought to you, like, okay, we're about to start filming, were you like, yeah, girl? Or were you kind of like, my business is out there?
A little bit of both. I thought it was exciting. And it was something that I was very intrigued by. But I was also really nervous because I was starting to do better and better. And we didn't know what to expect on season one. And I think that was kind of, it was scary, honestly, because we didn't know if they're going to twist our personalities, if they're going to make us look bad to our clients. Mm. And so it was definitely a risk. Luckily, they portrayed us all as we are, and they can only use what you do and say. So, we were very, very happy with it, but it was definitely nerve-wracking. I've never seeked fame. It never even crossed my mind. Mm. But it's fun, but it's definitely something to get used to.
Yeah.
She said, it's fun. she's like, in case anyone from Netflix is like, it's like, fun.
I really like it.
Maybe blink twice if you need help.
I know. You know, there are days where I'm like, oh, I got to take a step back and just stay in my house. Because I realize I'm kind of a homebody. I never thought I was. But I like my private time and just kind of chill time just to be normal. But it's also very fun. We get to go to all these amazing events and meet all these people that we would never otherwise get to meet. I get a ton of extra clients from it, which is my goal.
A huge bonus. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my ultimate goal.
Which is the real goal, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm. For me, at least, it really is. And so I've definitely succeeded in that. Mm. So it's been awesome.
Worth the risk.
Yeah.
Worth the risk.
It's so good to hear. I feel like for both of us, speaking for myself, actually, doing reality TV was never the goal. It was like I'm here. I'm going to take it and run with it and just see what I can make from it. So I totally get your perspective. I feel like, especially after COVID, I love being at home. I love my private time. It's nice to, you know, be in this world, but it's not all that I am.
Right.
You know, like you're a realtor as well.
Yeah.
You're a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like so much more to you. So I'm excited to get into all of that in this podcast.
Yeah,
I just want to say I appreciate what you and the other ladies do, because on our show, we just competed. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just a very small percentage of our life being put on camera. But I mean, you put your man out there. You talk about your life, like your clients, like you put it out there. And I just wanted to say, from one side of reality to the other, like, I really respect that. Like, I am private. You know how private I am. Like, they don't even know the half of it. and so I really respect those that will put the mess, the good, the bad, yo mama, my mama, all out there. I mean, hats off to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, from one selectively, two selectively social people to another. Thanks for coming out of your house and being on this show. Honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Getting dressed and everything, it's such a chore now. So.
Oh, I, after COVID, that has really become a reality, like where I'll go out and I get dressed up for clients, for events, but otherwise, my booty is in yoga pants and in a tank top, and my hair is pulled up, sometimes not washed. And
definitely not washed.
Thank
definitely not. Love that. Yeah. Okay, well, I am going to ask probably a question that a lot of young women in America want to know. Oh. How did you meet Romaine, and does he have a brother?
No, she didn't.
Yes.
How did you meet? I need lessons on how to bag someone like that. I need a foreign hottie.
Not the master class.
I need a master class.
My master class would be so short, and it wouldn't sell, because I honestly, like, I was talking to him on WhatsApp. Yeah, it was through a client. A friend. He became a client. It was through a friend of a friend. They're all French. And Romaine was coming over. to work here. And they put me in touch with him. So when he arrived, I could show him around and find him a place to live. And his visa just kept being delayed, which was great because I actually had a boyfriend at the time. We broke up. And over that 6 months that we were talking back and forth, we broke up. And then he ended up coming over. And I never looked at his picture on WhatsApp. I didn't even dawn on
you.
Me.
You have so many clients.
Once I saw him, of course, the first thing I did was go back, and I was like, wait, was he here this whole time? He was there the whole time, shirtless and everything, the whole time, never even looked at it. And so, but he hops in my car for me to show him around. And I am not good at holding back my emotions, and my facial expressions are a bit over the top. And so I can't imagine what I look like.
So you're just drooling, you're like...
Pretty much, yeah. Wow. He gets in, and I'm like looking over, and I'm seeing his big, strong legs next to me, and like this big body, and I'm like, oh my God, and that face, like, oh my God. So the first place we go to, the person automatically thought we were a couple. We immediately had this chemistry, and it felt, by the end of the day, it felt like we had known each other forever, and we were just talking and laughing, and the guy thought we were a couple. So
now you guys are married.
I was like, I'm his agent. I just met him.
I love that for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We started dating like a week later, lived together probably a month or two later, and got married. Yeah.
No, the chemistry does not go unnoticed.
We've been together 6 years.
6 years later, and the fire is still hot.
Yeah.
I have watched Selling Sunset from season one.
Yeah.
And from the moment he steps on camera, you can tell just by the way he looks at you, how he talks to you, how he talks about you when you're not there. Mm. You can just tell that the relationship is real. There's a lot of relationships in reality TV that aren't real, and that really bugs me. Mm-hmm. I just don't support that. I think it's so dumb to put yourself in that type of situation. And the relationship with you guys is, it's so natural and it flows so easily. Mm. And that's why I bring it up, because a girl is single, Mary. So you gotta help a sister out.
He does have an older brother, but he's older than me even.
That's
he's married with three kids.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. That's not okay. Anyway. I don't dabble into that. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. But I think I need to get into real estate if that's how you met him. So
girl.
I got lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, but I made sure to snatch that up real quick.
Yeah.
I was like the first person he met, and we just got together. But thank God, because he didn't get tainted by LA, and all the crap that happens here. He's still himself, and that French mentality, and I'm very, very lucky.
Even on the show, he's also very lucky.
Yeah,
you guys... I love both of you separately on the show, but also together, because you always speak your mind, and so does he. He has never been shy of an argument.
Oh, no.
And I appreciate that. And he has your back.
That's my favorite thing.
And me too.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Romaine, don't play about Mary.
He is very protective of me. Mm-hmm. Even in interviews, he's just like, if they want him to talk about something in an argument, he's like, no, I am not, like, you're not going to get me to say anything, like, whatever. And he's like, I have nothing to say about her. Like, yeah,
the accent makes me crack up. I love hearing him mad, you know? I'm like, someone get Romaine mad, because that French accent, when he's pissed, it really comes out.
Oh, yes, it does. He's such a sweetheart.
Mary, I wanted to ask you. Yeah. You mentioned that the show portrays y'all all pretty accurately.
Yeah.
Is there any one or two or three moments that you were like, that wasn't all the way how it happened?
Yeah, I think in the first season, Romaine wasn't, I don't think his personality really came across, because there were moments where he was talking before, but it was at some dinner that we had, and Jason and I were talking about how we got together and when we broke up and the dogs, mm-hmm. something like that. And the way I think when I watched it, I was like, wait, he wasn't making that. He would never make that face about that.
Yeah.
And because he was sitting there and he was just like,
oh, yeah,
and
Netflix his loves down. To do that.
No, they'll cut some books in.
And now I think people know, like, if Romaine has something to say or if he has a feeling about something, that man is going to speak up and you're going to have to wait until he's done before you get your turn.
And he's
going to
do it in two languages.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's not going to just sit there and quietly let something be said in front of him and him not speak up. That's not him. But it wasn't portrayed like inaccurately. It just wasn't like, I just don't think it showed his real personality where he didn't have as much of a voice in that season. But I think since then people have started to see him for more, like his whole personality.
For sure. I agree with you, actually.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Well, just kind of to piggyback off of that, do you think that there's anything that maybe people have gotten the wrong idea about? It could be about you, about a situation, about someone else on the show. Do you think that there's anything? We're gonna get down. We're gonna get down to the nitty gritty, Miss Mary.
Nits,
okay.
And the Brits, Mary. Yeah. The nits and the Brits.
So I think it was again in season one, and this has followed us all the way through season five. Mm. People really think that I'm the one that wants to have babies, and because of my age, like I want to have babies, and Romaine doesn't because he's too young. And in fact, it's the opposite.
Oh.
And so we are going through like the whole IVF, like embryo freezing process right now. But I'm not the one that's crazy. I could not have another kid and I'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah. Right. Because you addressed it, right? You have a kid.
Yes. He just turned 25. Wow. And he's, And
wait,
so
how old were you when you had him?
16.
Mm. Wow. And you were a single mom?
Yeah.
I was raised by a single mom. So I really admire that. And my mom had, I was her first and the best. and then two more after me. And so, yeah, I really admire that. That's so difficult.
Yeah.
To do.
It was not easy. I think that's why I have, just on my own, I have no desire to ever do it it again.
Mm. On your own.
On my own.
Yeah.
On my own. Because I think I just gave up so much along the way. I would never change it. I love my son more than anything in the world. But it was so difficult that that's what I think of and I envision as being a mom again. Mm. And logically, I've had to really like spend a lot of time and an effort trying to rationalize everything and realize that it's not going to be the same thing. Romain right. is like going to be the best dad in the world. Yes, and he's going to be there. Like he would never, ever leave. He's such a family man. And so I would never have to go through that again. Mm. And that's, I'm so confident in that. And then also I have money and I have resources now. So it's, again, not going to be the same thing. So I don't really have to be scared or think that I have to give anything up in order to add that part to my life. And so for Romain, I don't want that to be taken away from him, mm. like that experience. And so now we're kind of on the same page. But for the most part, over the last couple of years, everyone's like, oh, it's so unfair. He's too young to have kids. You need to just go with someone that's mature and we'll give you a baby. And I'm like, what are you guys
he's
talking
very
about?
Mature. I don't want one. Yeah.
Oh, he's so mature.
Yeah. Yeah, age does not equate to maturity, and he is very mature. I feel yes. like he definitely matches your energy. You guys complement each other very well.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see little Romains and little Marys running around.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you bring that up because in InTouch magazine, you mentioned that you were starting the process to freeze your eggs, actually, and you know, as a woman. And just someone that's nosy, honestly. What is that process like and how is it going?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's we are freezing embryos, not mm-hmm. eggs.
Oh, okay.
So which makes it one step closer where it's like, it's
interesting.
Kind of like actually our baby.
Because they put it together already.
Yeah, they implant them and then they'll go through. And also because of my age, apparently they consider me geriatric. Like pregnancy.
Say geriatric.
Like no, I know that's it's
first
so
all,
offensive.
That's rude.
It's so offensive.
Yeah.
I know they're like it's a geriatric like pregnancy thing is what it would be. I think if you're over 40 or over. Maybe it's even younger than that. It's like 38 or 39, I think. And then they consider, I'm like, that is not geriatric,
whoa.
First of all. But that, I guess that's what they consider it. So,
oh my God, I don't have time left.
I know. Stop. I know. They are putting pressure on us.
Yeah, they really are.
I'm like, I'm still young.
To be a woman.
I know.
Jeez.
I'm still young. I still feel very young.
Very young.
Yeah. But it's right now I'm just doing injections every day. And I've got two different medications, doing injections. I go back to the doctor tomorrow and then continue injections sometime next week. And then at some point they're going to do the egg retrieval and then they will do the implantation, I guess, with Romain's good stuff. And then they'll, I guess, put them in an incubator type of a deal and have them grow to a certain size and amounts where then they can test them, make sure there's no abnormalities, no health issues, and then they'll select the top ones that are the healthiest and freeze those. But I would like a girl, so we are going to do the spinning, like where they can do gender selection too.
Whoa.
We'll have an option for both, but we can also select which gender we want. And yeah, so
wow.
then I'll freeze them and then I'll just have them, we can thaw them out and put them in whenever we're ready.
What a time to be alive.
I know, right?
Mary, you're inspiring to me just as a man because I feel like just based off of the things that we've discussed, I'm just seeing a woman that can have it all. And I feel like sometimes women feel like they have to choose just the man or just the career. And it's like, you're like, girl, I done had a child doing good. Look at the beautiful life you've created for yourself.
Yeah.
You've got Romain, y'all, but like you're doing it. And I feel like when people listen and watch this, they're going to feel like, okay, well, Mary did it. I watch Mary every goddamn day. If Mary could do it, I could do it too.
I hope
you get what I'm saying?
Truly inspiring.
So. Yeah.
Because everyone can do it. And I'm proof it doesn't happen overnight. And sometimes things take a different road than you think. But you can have it all.
Mm.
You just have to figure out a way that you don't have to go on one direct path anymore. It's like you can just figure things out and do what's right for you. And you can have it all.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. Mary, now I'm nosy. It's my nosy part.
Okay. Go for it.
Now, we know you like donuts.
Oh, I do.
But I'm a kind of person that I'm always in the house. What is Mary's perfect night in? Walk us through from top to bottom when you're like, okay, I'm off tonight. I ain't got to go nowhere. This is what I'm going to do tonight.
Ooh. Well, put on comfy clothes first the minute I walk in.
I take my pants off. That's what I do.
Okay.
My high heels. Those things are flung across the room. And then, comfy clothes. Normally, either a glass of wine. Right now, I can't really have a glass of wine. But glass of wine and order in. I'm not a cook. Mm. And Romaine and I just prefer to have takeaway or delivery. And so probably Thai food or what else? I love sushi, but Romaine doesn't eat sushi. So I would say Thai food. Both of us just sitting there watching a movie. Right now we're watching How to Get Away with Murder. We haven't seen that. And it's such a good show.
I watched
it to
season 5, I think, or 4. And then I stopped watching it.
Everyone says that's so good.
It's so good.
I need to watch that.
We got Heather and Tarika in on it, too, when we were away in, for Stagecoach. Mm. We were watching it. And they were like, we need a new series. We're like, oh, my God, wait, you have to watch this. And so we showed them like one of the trailers or something for it. And they were like, yes. And they're like, okay, night, guys. And then they went in to go start it.
They're so cute too.
Yeah, cute. We love them. Yeah. We're really good.
Heather's one of my faves too. You're you're up there. Heather's also up there.
Yeah. She's so sweet.
Not everyone is up there. I'll be honest. I have my favorites and I brought them on the podcast.
You'll love it. Yeah. Heather's amazing. Yay. So is Tarik. Tarik and Romaine bro out.
Well, I do want to ask because as a fan of the show, this season, a lot of people online and offline were bothered with your managing style, or they didn't exactly,
on Twitter, not in real life, on Twitter, where they,
I wasn't aware of this. Say anything. Well, now that we've made you aware, do you have anything? I mean, what do you have to say about some of the negative reactions to people that think that they can do a
better
job?
What did they say?
I
don't look at comments a lot of times.
Don't start. I think that
it's not worth it.
I think that there were people that felt like you were, and I disagree, too confrontational in the way that you addressed certain folks on the show in terms of them changing their behavior to keep the peace within the office.
Okay. Well, I would just say you try to do it with this person better. There's a way of being nice and saying, okay, these are the rules. Mm-hmm. If employees don't follow them, then you have to say it again, try a different approach. Mm-hmm. And last-ditch efforts are it's a last-ditch effort. So from an old friend, perspective and a boss perspective and trying to get through to some people is very difficult. And that's the way I did it. So I'm not going to apologize for it. Mm. I have no problems with anybody else in the office. They respect me very much. Yes, and there's lots of progress and peace. And so I feel like I'm doing a very good job. And so I'd like them to try to do better.
If I had a gavel, Mary, I would bang the gavel right now because next case, and y'all ain't got nothing to say to Miss Mary because Mary done said it. And if you don't like it, too damn bad. Try to do it better, and you can't even get up in the office. Now, how about that?
Yeah.
Period. Peek through the window. Period.
We do agree with you, obviously. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people, it's easy when you watch the show to judge people, of course. But also, it's easy to mix up I thought Mary came down a little too hard on so-and-so for not performing the way they should have been. But that's what a boss does. You have to draw the line at, okay, in this moment, I'm your friend, but in this moment, I'm your boss.
And it's very hard for me to do that.
Really? You make it look so easy.
Yeah, well, Mary, you came in like Thor with the hammer.
It is, because I always try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and I try to help people along the way. So to actually, instead of just my first my first instinct and reaction is to be like, okay, what can I do to help you? Mm-hmm. And you're not, it doesn't seem like you're doing as well as we thought. What can I do to help? And so, but then if that's already been done, then it's like, come on, step up. Mm-hmm. And so if, I mean, you can only say things so many times. Yep. So then right. you have to come down a little bit harder. So, but that's still difficult for me because these people are my friends. Mm-hmm. And so I have to take my friend hat off and put the boss hat on. But that's part of the job. It's what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. And so whether or not it's ideal and what I prefer to do, it's not really the point. It's like what I have to do.
Exactly.
Well, Mary, they don't gotta like it because I love it. How about that? Yeah. How about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
That's also kind of like what makes a show good, right? Like when you have characters that are polarizing and, you know, you can see them work through their issues and stuff. That's what makes you fall in love with characters. And so if everyone got along on the show, no offense, it would be kind of boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to see, you know, you dish it out with someone. And
it happens. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people can see themselves in that as well. For people that have been promoted and have to work with their friends, because I've been in that situation before.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. And I think that you navigated that very well, Mary.
Thank you.
Did that.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind being your employee.
Silly.
Yeah, I'm still trying to pitch being a realtor so I can meet a couple guys, right?
You are silly, Samantha.
Hey, I also watched Selling Tampa. They have some hotties on there too.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's where all the cute guys are.
There you meet some for sure. Ooh. I mean there's just as many that aren't attractive to
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. It's like
no, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, if you had the choice to be, I know that you said earlier that reality TV was never the goal.
Right. Mm.
And I can resonate with that. But if you were to be on any other reality TV show, literally any show, doesn't have to be on Netflix.
Yeah.
What reality show do you think you would kill it at? I have one in my head.
I would do like a home renovation show with Romaine.
Mm,
period.
Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. 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 That's the Netflix. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
Y'all heard that? Because that's the one. Yeah.
I would
that's
watch
the one.
That.
Yeah. Because yeah, we're starting to flip houses and stuff now too. And so I think it would just be a natural transition for us to. That's what we're going to be doing. We have good chemistry together and it follows along with our lives and our business. And people love home renovation shows. So I think it would be that. That would be mm-hmm. a perfect show.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then you can go on Real Housewives. And
I would never.
I think you would be so great on that show.
My girl Mary, I'd be done jump through the TV. They better not
but Mary would like stand her ground and she would not. And then Romaine would come in and be like, do not talk about my yeah. you know? And I just feel like you're fabulous. Yeah. She's a girl boss. Like there's really not like, you know, a lot
you
of.
You do be girl bossing, Mary. Yeah. You might could handle it. Hold a diamond for us,
I
girl.
Don't know if I would want to handle it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of catfighting on there.
Oh,
and
God,
and it's
so
for some people, but for me,
Mary, what if you could just get the
if
you could just get the friend check and we get two scenes of you selling a home,
yes,
kicking, and while they fight,
do.
You sipping and give good confessional.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that,
okay,
you could
good.
Be showing
Andy,
a house.
Call Mary.
I'm a businesswoman. And I mean,
exactly.
I can do that.
Plan a trip. And then bring Romaine here.
Love it. Oh, I love that idea. That's a good one. Yeah, it could be like a little cameo moment for her.
Yeah.
She could be showing a house to two housewives. They both see each other there. And then it's like a cat fight bra. And then there's Mary just like
Mary's like, all right, so anyway, where's the sushi at?
Sorry, wait, it's 25,000 square feet, guys.
I'm like, client calls.
Yeah. Sorry. Bye.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Anything you want to clear up, Mary, and let the viewers know?
Anything you want to let them know about?
And if you don't like it, too bad. You can say, Mary is...
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good. Mm. I mean, we have some stuff going on, but nothing I want to disclose just yet. Super exciting projects going on, but I'll be able to announce those probably in the next couple months.
Well, you let us know, girl. We're excited to plug that for you.
Yeah, I'm going to get on Instagram comments like, yes, Mary, fire emoji.
Yeah.
All right, besties, we like to end our show with a little game that we like to call Friend, Bestie, Dead to Me. Mm. It's our version of like Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
I'll let Courtney explain the rules and who our people are.
Okay, so... it's basically Fuck, Marry, Kill. We have three people from Selling Sunset, and you just choose who is your bestie, who's like your top, kind of like your Mary, or who's your friend, who's your middle, and who you would like to be dead to you, which is like the kill. Okay. All right, these are your three, Mary. You ready?
Yep.
We've got Davina, Chelsea, and Heather.
Oh, man.
Because, like, you love them all, right? Yeah. That's a challenge.
Oh, man. Sorry. You guys are mean. Sorry.
This is, like, our big challenging game at the end.
And it's just all in good fun. You
I'm sorry, guys, in advance. Bestie Heather, friend... I can't do this.
Chelsea or Davina?
I can't do this to them.
You must.
It's all in good fun.
It's just for funsies.
I'm going to base this on season 5, not on current friendship.
Okay, that's good. Fair. Okay. Disclaimer.
Okay. Davina, friend, Chelsea. Is it last? But only on season 5. Only on season 5.
Sorry, Chelsea.
In real life, I fucking love you, Chelsea.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Yes. No, you are.
We're going to totally all say that. Yes. Okay, fine.
Okay.
I have to give bestie to Heather. I don't know what it is about Heather, but I freaking love her. She's so cute and so sweet. And like Mary, I feel like she's very level-headed on the show. And I really like that. I'm not level-headed, but I like watching it. My friends, I think would have to be, oh gosh, I don't really know Davina or Chelsea that much, but I do really love Chelsea's outfits. I love her vibe on season 5. I feel like she brought a lot to the show. And so I'm going to give Chelsea my friend, even though she hasn't DM'd me back. Girl, you get on that. Okay. And because you're almost dead to me like Davina. Sorry, Davina. I actually really love you. But I truly pick Chelsea because I like her outfits better. That's it. That's the only defining characteristic that I... What am I going to pin them against?
LOL. I'm going bestie for Chelsea just because I felt like she brought like a lot of life to the show.
Yes, she did.
And I was very excited to see her, and I enjoy how she stands up for herself. I really love that about her. For friend, I'm going to go Heather. I think Heather's a lot of fun. I don't know. There's just something. It's the same way I feel about you, Mary. There's just something about you and Heather that I'm just like, I fucking love them. And dead to me has to be Davina, only because I'm immature and petty and have not forgotten Christine's wedding. I'm sorry. I don't think as a fan, a lot of us have let that go because we stan Chriselle. But no shade. I really appreciate Davina stepping up her outfits going forward and how she's tried to be less of a pot stirrer. I feel like she's more like trying to be a team player, and I appreciate that as a fan.
Yeah. I really like Davina. I like watching her on TV. Mm-hmm. I just like watching Chelsea's outfits a little more. That's all that it is.
Yeah.
She was given.
She was given by...
Chelsea came on the show and really said, this is mine.
She rocked it. She really did. I love Chelsea.
And you can't come into Selling Sunset timid.
Yeah. No, not at all.
She just... I think she is such an amazing addition. Mm. She's such a sweetheart, and she has style. She's got personality. Yes. She's like killing it.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
Girls supporting girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Mary, where can we find you on social media?
Okay. The Mary Fitzgerald, and that's Instagram, I think on everything, actually, on TikTok, on everything.
All right.
Love that. Awesome. Yeah,
makes it easy.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Such a delight. Like, you're our first guest. I'm so gagged. I really am being so chill. I'm going to go home and literally scream until my eyes can't.
And thank you so much for being so open on the podcast. I don't know a lot of women that would come on and openly share their relationship and, you know, going through, you know, in all of that embryo stuff. Yeah. It's big to talk about. So thank you just for being open and being willing to come here.
Of course. Yeah.
All right, guys. That is all we have for the show. Follow us on Instagram. My socials are at Sav Palacio all over the internet.
My socials are Court Revolution on Twitter and TikTok and Courtney Revolution on Instagram. Swipe. Make sure you guys follow Homecoming Queens on Instagram and TikTok at Homecoming Queens Pod.
Watch every episode of Homecoming Queens on our Eve YouTube channel or listen on your favorite podcast app. Rate, review, and subscribe. You know what to do. Bye.
Homecoming Queens is part of the Eve Podcast Network and a Forever Dog production. Executive producer, Tracy Soren. Producer, Clementine Yost. Development executive, Mariah Nicholas. Engineer and editor, Sebastian Portuondo. Theme song by Will Pitts. Cover photo by Stephanie Sayas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Bowen.